James Brown and Gladys Knight were the first honorees to be given a star on the new Sweet Auburn Music Walk of Fame Thursday. Well, they will be as soon as the streetcar construction is finished. Event organizer Stephen Muhammad says they plan to honor many of the stars who performed on Auburn Avenue by placing stars on the sidewalks, starting at the historic Peacock Theater.
During segregation, it was the only place that African Americans could perform was here at the Royal Peacock. And so now what we're in the process of doing is reviving that history by honoring them with a star in their name for the great work and legacy of music that they laid on Auburn Avenue.
Today would have been James Brown's 80th birthday.
Definitely, if my dad was here, his first words would be, "I feel good."
His daughter, Dr. Yama Brown, was honored to accept an award on his behalf.
Sweet Auburn Festival meant a lot to Dad. I mean, he was one of the, I guess, the pioneers in, you know, kind of making sure it got underway and just always wanted to be able to give back and just kind of bring attention to where everything kind of happened, you know, and started happening for him.
Festival organizers hope that along with the new streetcar, the Walk of Fame will bring more value, notoriety, and people through the Auburn Avenue Historic District. For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.